legends and happy new year. I hope everybody's well and well rested. I'm Lorraine, District 32, and welcome to the Business Leaders video series. Now, today I am super excited. I'm here with Cozzy or Kosala. I'm from Blockstars Technology. How are you, Cozzy?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lorraine.
So look, why is Cozzy on with me today? Because I just think AI is just so important, right? As business owners, we need every help that we can get. We need to beat the stats. We want sustainable, thriving businesses. And what I'm seeing through AI at the minute is just blowing my mind. From cold calling, from creating a virtual assistant using bots, it's just blowing my mind. So I thought what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on Cozzy. We're going to give you a bit of an idea just in this short education segment about what is possible for us at the small business end. And then throughout the year, we're going to deliver heaps and heaps and heaps of education, webinars, and more interviews so that you can hit the ground running with it. So embrace yourselves today. So yeah, it's all about AI. So Cozzy, thank you very much. You
Cool.
are the AI master. So Blockstars, you want to just give us a quick overview of Blockstars, Cozzy, before we kick
Yeah.
in?
Of course, of course. Hi, everyone. My name is Cozzy. I'm one of the co-founders and the chief operations officer of Blockstars Technology. We started as a blockchain company, but with our technical knowledge in the AI space, which we have been doing AI for about 6 years now. So we naturally pivoted into AI as well. So now sort of blockchain and AI, which are emerging tech. So which is perfect now because they are on crossroads now and it's perfect. So so since then, now we have grown company over 3 years. So we're almost like 70 odd people. Everyone's based in Australia. So it's been growing. It's been fantastic. And I'm super interested to share my knowledge. And can't wait to get into it.
So thanks for that, Cozzy. So tell us then, let's get started. How can AI help us at the small business side? How can it help us with sales?
Awesome. Great place to start. So when it comes to sales, a lot of people think like, oh, you know what? There are you can't sell without having the human touch. And that is true, right? But before we put the human in front of a call or a screen like this, there's so much groundwork that goes into it. So the researching, and doing proposals, and also just doing the calling and messaging and texting and all that goes into it as well. So what we could do is use AI and automation. So there are two things. There's AI and there's automations. So we can use the power of both to automate some of these things. So let's take, for example, client research, right? So when you turn up to a client, you want to know what their business is, what their culture of their business, who's the person I'm meeting, who's their competition, right? When you know about all that, then only you can present yourself as a potential service provider. So for this, you can use a tool called rox.com, R-O-X.com. And with that one, it's an AI platform that you can go and put the website, company website, and it will just search for you. And it can also generate emails for that individual. So it looks at their LinkedIn profile and creates that personalized email. Doesn't mean that you have to send it through a platform, but you can use it to generate it. So then we use a platform called, I think it's called Gamma. It's GAMMA.app. So Gamma.app. So this is a perfect, really cool little app that you can use to generate proposals. Just like PowerPoints, get in there fast, you can turn it around. So that's another tool that you can use when it comes to sales. And the next one is communication. So whether you want to use phone calls, you'll do outgoing leads, lead generations. And this is where we built a platform called callx.io. I know in the future webinars, we're going to talk about a little bit more about in depth about the tools. But what I'm saying is these are the tools available for us that you can easily use when it comes to doing outgoing calls or incoming calls, whether you're sleeping at night, and this will take those calls and answer based on your FAQ that you upload to the platform. So it doesn't make up things. It will look at your processes, your knowledge base, and answer to those calls based on those on the information. So that's a quick rundown on how you can use AI when it comes to sales.
Well, for me, Cozzy, that was just so exciting when you told me, you actually told me the stats given on three experiments where you based the humans versus the AI on cold calling and actually getting a hot lead to somebody's inbox, and AI wins, right? And it's not a quick fix. The FAQ and the learning, the machine learning is not a quick fix, but the results and the output are up are very exciting, right? Very, very
100%.
exciting. So
Awesome.
keep posted, folks, for that webinar when we show you how to, what to, and actually what can be achieved for that. Because that's the number one issue, right, in small business. It's lead generation, it's quality leads, it's qualifying them, it's getting in front of people and proposals. So AI can be all over that. So, Cozzy, we're limited time here. I'm trying to give people, you've given away three tools here. What about the
Yes.
whole marketing side of things? How can AI help us there?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, look, when we do marketing, we're talking about a lot about social media posts, right? With the social media for Meta. When I say Meta, it's Facebook, Instagram, and then you have whole TikTok. You got YouTube Shorts, which is fantastic because that is more like a searchable social media type. So then you have your TikTok, and then your long form YouTube as well, and then you have your newsletters and your blogs and all that, right? Content. A long time ago, content was king, and then it became the context became the king. Then now I feel like it's a content and the context are the king and the queen, right? So go in hand. So when it comes to social post, this is what you could really use AI for. Like, you can use AI, for example, you can even use ChatGPT to look at what are the trending topics in TikTok or in your industry, right? And then you can gather these posts, the links to the posts, or look at the transcriptions from YouTube, right? You can get the transcription from the YouTube videos. You can get all that, and then you can create your own version of those scripts, and you can do your videos and blogs and newsletters based on that content, right? Then let's talk about newsletters. How can you create newsletters? For this one, it's not just using ChatGPT. You can use ChatGPT and another tool called Make.com to create those automation workflows, right? I think there's a whole webinar coming around how to use Make as well, with District 32 and Charlie doing that. So again, like, these tools are not expensive, like $20 a month, right? And ChatGPT, $20 a month. With this one, you can really get those groundwork done. So then we talk about creating blogs, right? So we gather the content. You can use Grok from, the X.com. You can use ChatGPT. You can use Gemini. So use a LLM, and then you can create the article. And then you can use a platform called StealthWriter.ai. Okay, so StealthWriter.ai, what it does is it gets that information and it makes it humanize it, right, for you. Because sometimes it's like you can say straight away, like, oh, you know what? It's written by AI. And then you can get penalized from search engines or even the content directories. So you can use Stealth AI to humanize it. And then you can use another tool called Originality.ai. The Originality.ai, what you can do is you can get the content from the Stealth Writer, put that into Originality, and see whether, okay, is that content is, say, it's like human, is it written by human or in a platform? So these are the tools that you can use when it comes to marketing.
So look again, Cozzy, there you've given us at least three new tools that we can use, and you've also quashed some of our concerns around being penalized with Google for not being the original content creator. We can, because we're working as working co-creation with AI. Right, we're not getting it to, we're not the owner and the master, we're co-creating with everything that we've already done before, and that's just, it's just beautiful, right? It's mind-blowing. And I think what I'm learning here is that it's not just ChatGPT.
Correct.
You've just shared with us at least another 7 tools that we can use, and all of these together make this beautiful mix of just exciting technology. I'm very aware of the time. Cozzy, let's move
Yes.
on to
Okay, no.
productivity. What can we do in
Productivity.
productivity?
All righty. So this is where now I will talk from my point of view, from our point of view, right? How we use AI when it comes to block stars. Now, we are technology guys. We are in the tech space, okay? So we use most of our, not most, actually, I just lied there. So I would say about maybe 15 to 20% of our coding done using AI. Now,
Nice.
we are not saying, okay, go and develop this. AI is not that smart yet, right? So what we're using AI for is like, hey, can you help me to create the scaffolding? You know, when you do your like the foundation, or to help out with the, when you put your scaffolding in your house to paint the house, right? It's more like a helper, like a platform. So there's so much grunt work. What if you have a robot to put the scaffolding so that you can paint the house, right? So same thing like that. What we use is we use platforms in the AI space, and also we have written our own AI agents to create the base, right? So most of the time, it takes time to build the base of the coding, or your CRM or whatever that is. So we use platforms like Lovable.dev or V0.dev, and Cursor.com. So these things you can use to help with your programming. Now, the other thing where we use AI in the productivity is when it comes to doing our R&D. So R&D, when you're doing your research and development grant, right, it can take, first year, 3 years ago, it took us almost 3 weeks to gather all the R&D details and create the report, and then there's back and forth. So it's about 4 to 6 weeks of going back and forth, especially if you're in a very specific industry. So what we had done is we have create our own AI agent. Now this is a little bit advanced, right? So create our agent to create most of, take do all the grunt work. So then it will, we cut down those weeks to days, and I think probably this year we'll be cutting down to, you know, maybe hours, right? So that's another productivity again. And for you, I would say everyone using Excel. Before, you had Excel people and you had analysis, data analysis, right? To translate that data into information that you can decide, okay, what is my income projections like? But now you can, within Excel, you have Copilot. Use it. That's your data analyst, right? And it comes with Excel now. So that's a, you have to start using it. Don't be scared, okay? The other one is, again, I'm going to go back to Collex.io. Now, this platform you can use to validate your leads, because you're going to get so many inquiries. When you do a Facebook campaign, you know the inquiries you're going to get, right? Most of the inquiries initially will be just duds, but you have to call them, you have to contact them. So what we have done with the Collex platform is that you can automate making all the calls and make sure you validate these leads, and then you're really contacting the real leads that who are still keen and interested in your service or products, you know? So that's a quick rundown on how you can use product, you know, AI in productivity.
And again, it's just amazing, right? So we had some advanced stuff there because we do have advanced coders, tech people in the network, but we've also got the simple stuff around that Copilot in Excel. Like, here's my data, but what does it mean? What does it mean? Tell me the top three things I should do to improve this when I pump in that data, which is fantastic. I mean, and also because you told me before as well around that, you know, I was looking for someone, well, I think it was yourself and Sarah, another lady in the network, and I was asking for information on how to help me manage my calendar and start outsourcing my emails and my calendar management. And the answer I got back was, here, just do this little course and create yourself a bot, right? And I was like, oh my God, right, okay, so I'm gonna have to do this. But look, again, I'm very aware of the time. Cozzy, thank you very much for sharing your knowledge. You shared a wealth of knowledge, background, and tools there that we can get started on. For everybody here that's listening to this education spot, enjoy the conversation afterwards. That's where the gems and the diamonds really come from, is where you share what's working for you, what's not working for you, what are your concerns. Obviously, there'll be conversations around data privacy and uploading financial information. We were going to address all that sort of stuff throughout the year with different experts.
Yes.
But enjoy the conversation today. Let's embrace these tools, even if we're just picking one, so that we can just nail it in 2025. But please keep an eye out for all the upcoming webinars. We're going to dive deep into each one, not every single tool, but many of these tools throughout the year, so that we can help you to absolutely smash it. Cozzy, thank you very much
100%.
for sharing your time today, and we'll see you throughout the year.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dorian. Thank you for the District 32 Network. It's fantastic. And yeah, we are here to share all our knowledge because the more people we bring on this journey, it's good for all of us. So yeah, thank you
Absolutely,
so
Cozzy.
much.
Right, thanks, legends. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.